Shkoyach to everybody for coming. Yeah, I understand many guys stayed up all night. It's also chashev. But I'm going to say three ideas over from the parasha. Obviously, jam-packed parasha, plenty to talk about. So we know that Yaakov takes a neder at the beginning of the parasha, and he says, "Vayida Yaakov neder limor im yel elokim imadir shmarani b'derech hazesh anorech olech v'nasun lilechem lechol veged lulbosh." So Yaakov's asking for Siyata Deshmaya for taking care of him. Thank you very much. He makes a nether. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, "Omer Berachia b'chomash l'tov Yaakov in HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Everything Yaakov asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashivu, he answered him. "Omer im ye el kim imadi, Hashivu v'hinei anoch imach." Hashem said, "I'm with you." Amar Shmirani, he answered back, "Ushmarticha, choshet helich," as it says in the Pasuk. And then Amar v'shavti b'shalom, shivu v'ashivu sicha. Amar v'nasli lechem, Hashem please give me bread, v'lo shiva l'abar nasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer him back on that request. He only answered him on the first few. Okay? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, mani mavticho ala lechem, says Hashem, if I guarantee him that I'm going to give him bread, what is he going to ask me for anymore? Therefore, he didn't guarantee him that he's going to give him bread. Okay, so that's the one medrash. In the medrash from last week's parasha, in medrash Tanchuma, says a similar idea by the Imahos. It says by the Imahos that they're wealthy and they're beautiful, but they weren't granted children right away. It says in the quote Medrash, "And when he knows he's born, he ain't him his palace for now. If I give him children, then I can daven in front of me." And so you see from here that oftentimes in life, certainly what Medrash is telling us by Parnasa and certainly by children, also by Hagar. Hagar thought she was such a tzaddikus because she was granted a child right away, and Sarah was not. But the nekuda is Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misavet tefilas shel tzaddikim. I saw it brought down the name of Simcha Bonim Peshishcha. That the punishment, the nachash, that he'll always be on the ground and he'll always have food readily available. So why is that a curse? The answer is there's no connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for anything. But what you see from here is that certainly the Medrash talking about parnasa, and the Medrash from last week talking about children, is that a person doesn't necessarily get everything he needs on purpose. A person goes through challenges on purpose because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your tefillas. So I think it's important to Kuda, first of all, there's something about the fact that the Medrash highlights Parnasa as the thing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't guarantee, did not want to guarantee to Yaakov Avinu, and he wanted Yaakov Avinu to daven for Parnasa. So in it, certainly daven for Parnasa. When a person doesn't have it, certainly. And also, when a person does have it, the person should continue it, and you should say, you know what, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving me Parnasa without tefillah, my tefillah should be so intense over thanking him, and it should continue, and that way he should have parnasa. And also children, a person should always daven for children. He's never a person should never feel like never take anything for granted. You know, naturally speaking, it you know, most people don't, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but generally speaking, many people have children rather easily, but it should never be taken for granted. And the person should always daven for themselves and also daven for others, that they should be zochah to have children. And I think any challenge in life, a person has to realize he's not going to get challenged stam to just, you know, lay there and give up and say, "Oh, this doesn't work for me. I can't do X, I can't do Y, I wasn't zochah for this." No. Not very often, the sort of challenges is to get you to daven. That is number one. Number two is that I saw this question in Sefer Matogor from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, he has the following question. Yaakov, after he wakes up, says the following. He says that Yaakov Mishnoso, he gets up from his sleep, and he says the word, "Achein yesh Hashem b'makom azev anuch l'lidati." I didn't know. I didn't realize that Hashem was here. So the Medrash tells us, v'ikat Yaakov mishnoso, Yaakov gets up from his sleep. What does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mi mishnoso, from his learning. And what is, so, He gets. He doesn't just get it from sleep. He gets it from his learning. So what does that mean? So Ksav Sorek asks an amazing question that we all should ask. It says, "I didn't." Okay, Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. God is in this place. I didn't know. Did not Rashi just tell us? And did not Yaakov just tell us that the reason why he's there because he passed by where his father, his grandfather Davin, and he Davin went to that place of Yifka b'makom ahu. Yifka b'makom hazeh. I'm sorry. Yifka b'makom yelon sham. He knows Hashem is in that place. I don't understand what he's saying. That I didn't realize Hashem was here. So the question is a bomb question, in my opinion. I have no clue that. What do you mean he didn't know? He Davka knew it. He Davka went to that place. So I think the answer that I would have given is that I thought the Ksav Sofer. I couldn't find the Ksav Sofer inside. I only saw it quoted. The answer that I was going to give was based on that Medrash. The Medrash says that he woke up and he realized he was still learning. Right, he woke up not from his sleep, from his learning. That there's something unique about Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah engulfs the entire mind and the entire essence of the person. And unlike any other mitzvah, right, it engulfs you. It's on your mind. So therefore, when he was sleeping and he was dreaming, he felt like he was in the middle of his learning. Because when he becomes so connected to Limud HaTorah, it just permeates your entire mind. And similar to that story we heard recently, the Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel had a student who did this 12-hour-a-day learning, and he mamash was dreaming and learning. There's something special about Limud HaTorah. And certainly what's going on in Yeshiva right now with the 3,000 blot, and guys are learning, I'm sure, learning a Gemara 8 times, it's going to be on your head. The same way you guys, I imagine most people daydream about sports and other things, it's like, so you think about, but when a person becomes so connected to Limud HaTorah, it becomes your essence. And then you dream about it all night. I would venture to say, also, I've been trying to do this. I think, you know, a person could be busy all day in work. A person could be busy, you know, looking at this, looking at that. But the thing that you look at and the thing that you learn before you go to sleep should be Limud HaTorah. Because then what? That's how you finish your day. That's what you dream about. What better thing to dream about than Limud HaTorah? A person is so engrossed in his learning. I remember seeing years ago in one like a pamphlet, they also said this idea of thinking and learning. When a person leaves, he should mamish, right? And also the Gerson Rabban speaks about it. When you get up from learning, you should think about learning. We're very busy with very many different things. People, I don't know about people in yeshiva, guys in yeshiva, the only thing you should really be worried about is maybe your Shabbos plans. But perhaps guys in school, people are listening, people in school or at work, people work full time. So of course that takes a lot of their day. But there's certainly downtime. When you walk from place to place, what are you thinking about during that time? Try, okay, think about the parasha, think about the Gemara you learned. If you become one with learning, so then when you wake up, you're not going to be waking up from your sleep, you'll be waking up from your learning. However, apparently the Ksav Sofer says a different shot. He says that when it comes to mitzvahs, he says that mitzvahs, they become a part of you. And therefore, if your whole essence is to do mitzvahs, even when you're doing mundane activities, even your mundane activities turn into a mitzvah. So what was Yaakov doing? Yaakov was sleeping. He thought sleep is totally mundane. And therefore he didn't realize that while he's sleeping, what does it mean he didn't realize Hashem was there? Of course he realized Hashem was there, in that place. But he didn't realize that his sleep would be a spiritual encounter with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's really what he's saying. And he explains that that once when a person's involved in mitzvahs, so therefore his whole life, whenever all of his spare time is used towards mitzvahs, so then even in the mundane activities, our mitzvahs. So, Shlomo Levinstein brought down a story from somebody named Rav Yechiel Yaakovson, who used to live in Bayit Vegan as a youngster, and he used to see Shlomo Zalman Orbach being walked out of yeshiva by the Bachrim, asking him questions. So he, as a little boy, wanted to ask Shlomo Zalman a question. He wanted to get in there. So he quickly said, oh, I have a question. And they brought this little boy up to the front of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he's like, what's your question? And he really didn't have a question prepared. So he just thought of something on the spot. He said, I don't understand. It says, in the Mishnah, it says, Rotzo Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael, Leficho Chibol Ham Torah Mitzvah Shem Rashim Chavetz Mantzko Yag Torah Yadir. Right? The whole point of Torah Mitzvah is to give us more Schusim. So he asked a great question. He says, I don't understand. If Hashem wanted us to get more Schusim, so why don't he just give us 10 commandments, or 10 mitzvahs, that we can fulfill all 10 perfectly, it'll be easier, and then we'll be Zochet to whatever Hashem wants to give us. We're looking to do all the mitzvahs. The problem is, we have 613, so it's going to be very hard to fulfill all of them. So Rosh Zalman said, that's a great question. And he explained, and he answered with the following answer. He said that, how do you put on your shoes? So the boy answered, I put on my right shoe first and my left shoe first. He said, what do you think, goyim don't do that? Can goyim put two shoes on at the same time? Right? They do it also. Right? When you wake up in the morning and you have and you feel your hands are dirty. You don't think a non-Jew, you know, washes his hands? He also washes his hands. Okay, so you wash it for a mitzvah. Right? When you brush your teeth, right? They brush their teeth because they have bad breath. We brush our teeth because we're about to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to have a clean mouth. So any mitzvah, so many mitzvahs that we do, in theory, if we weren't Jewish, we weren't commanded to do them, right? It's all part of the whole part. Everything, every mitzvah that we do that's brought down has connection to some sort of mitzvah, right? For example, he says, you know, working, make a parnasa, right? For a non-Jew, it's not a mitzvah. He's obviously working so he can support his family, feed his family, and send them off to school. It's important. Obviously, a non-Jew needs an education, but it's not called a mitzvah. But when we go ahead and we work, and we make a parnasa, and we take that money, we buy Shabbos food, and we send our kids to yeshiva to learn Torah, everything we do is a kima of a mitzvah. So that's the answer. Why does the Kodesh Baruch give us so many mitzvahs? In order that even the mundane, what one would think is mundane, could be that a bar seichel would do these things, like brush your teeth, like send your child to school, by the Jew, that's called a mitzvah. And that's what Yaakov's saying. I didn't realize. I didn't realize that even my mundane activities could be transformed into a spiritual experience. And I think that's a tremendous lesson in life. When we think about it, he actually makes a cheshbon. Let's say a person works 9 hours a day, a person sleeps 7 hours a day. So how much is left to do avodas Hashem? The answer is the whole 24 hours is avodas Hashem. Right? Everything, right? I think it says somewhere, should be l'shem shemayim. If you eat l'shem shemayim, so you can have koch to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you sleep l'shem shemayim, so you can go to work or go to learn, it's all l'shem shemayim. So every action that we do is could be l'shem shemayim. Your whole day, 24 hours a day, every activity that you're involved in can be avodas Hashem. That's number two. The third idea that I saw, also in Matok Or, is very much up here, Derech Drush. But it's basically how to fight the Yetzer Hara, Biramazim, in the words of the Parsha. He says it's brought down from Sefer Goral Gedalyo, from Rechil Gedalyo, Kovtzki Zatzal, who I've never heard of before. It says, V'yetzer Yaakov mi be'er Shova. Okay, now Yaakov is, Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, it's a reference to every Jew, the neshama of every Jew. So what is be'er Shova, right? Be'er Shova, there was a shvuah there, a lashon of shvuah. So, quote the Gemara Nida and the Flamen of Beis, it tells us that the three shvuas we take before we're born. What are the three shvuas we take before we're born? It says like this. I'll quote the Gemara. Ti tzadigati rasha. Be a tzadigat, don't be a rasha. Va'afil kolam kulo omrim l'cha tzadigato. Even if the whole world tells you you're tzadig, hey b'necha ka rasha. Look at yourself like a rasha. Maybe yodei shekodesh baruch hu tarah m'shas of tarim. Kodesh baruch is tarah. And you serve people who are tarah. When neshama senasat, senasam b'cha tarah, your neshama is tarah. If you guard it, stay tar, good. I'm going to take it away from you. So this law in Lash of Shvua, these are the three Shvuas that a person has to take before he's born. So we see that Shvua number one is that you should be a tzaddik and not a rasha. Right? So how do you do this? How do you make sure that the shvuah that you took before you were born, how do you know that you're going to, how do you ensure that you're going to stick to it? It says afterwards, So if a person was told this, and he's told to be a tzaddik, how can he mess up? Because the next words in the pasuk is, v'yelech charona. Now what's charon? Right? Lashon ben chayrin. I'm free, I can do what I want. Language ben charona is language ben chayrin. The Rambam says, hilchos shuvah, that everybody's allowed to, they have this decision to make. They can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or can be a rasha like Yerav ben Nevat, right? So the point is that a person is free to do what he wants. It's free choice. V'yetze Yaakov mi'er Shava. He takes the shvuah that he's going to be a tzaddik. But what happens is v'yel charona. He has the danger of going to be a ben charona, to be free. Okay, now because and you see this could happen because Esav was born from the house. He grew up in the house of Yitzchak. And he had Yaakov as a sibling, shared the womb, and then he went to be a Rasha. Why? Even though he had the Shvuah to be a Tzaddik, nevertheless, he went and he felt himself that he was free. Now, then it says, Yivko v'makom, right? Now, what's the makom? You know, the makom is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, right? So So a person has to, what's your mikdash? Mikdash ma'at, your shul, your base medrash. You have to be involved in shul. That's an eitz against the yitzhar. Vayolan shom. What does vayolan shom mean? He sleeps there. Meaning, don't just go to learn there. Vayolan shom, sleep there. It means live there. Your whole mahus should be kilu, you're in shul, or base medrash. Whether you're sleeping, or whether you're at work. As the pasuk says in Melachim, "V'hayu enai v'libo v'libi sham kol yom." My eyes, my heart is there at all times. That even when you're involved in mundane activities, you still hold, you still feel like you're in yeshiva. And then it says kivah shemesh. What does it mean kivah shemesh? Because the sun is coming. What does the sun refer to? Sunset, the end of a person's life. A person has to recall and try to be cognizant of the fact that he's not here for 120. He's not here forever. Right. And therefore, if a person keeps in mind these two nukuz of Hayol and Shom, that even when you're sleeping, you're kilu, you're in base measures, and kivash, and it's because the sun is coming, right? A person has to think about the death, as we'll see in a second. So that will inspire a person to save himself from the Yitzhar. And I want to close with the following Gemara that you're all familiar with. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hey says as follows. We know, Gemara tells us, well, how do you be at the Yitzhar? It says, Lo'el miyargis odom yitzhar tov al yitzhar. As it says in the Pasuk, Rigzu v'al techatoro, so the first form of battle is Rigzu v'atechotor. So you're supposed to tremble, and you're not supposed to sin. So if that worked, try to get your Yetzirah of Yetzirah to be a Yetzirah good. But if not, what you do, you should be asking for Torah. Because what does it say in the Pasuk? Imru b'vavchem. It's reference to Torah. If you were successful with Limud HaTorah, then great. If not, Amushkavchem. Say Kriya Shema. Right? And if not that, then v'domusela. So if you look in the pasuk that by Yaakov it says v'yikach me'avnei hamakom, right? What's v'yikach me'avnei hamakom? He says tamidichom marim shom be'olam v'chol b'naych l'mud Hashem al tigib b'noyach ela bonayach, right? So therefore, the v'yikach me'avnei hamakom is a remez to what? To building. What's building? Tamidichachavim. Okay, they're the builders. That's drush number one. Number two. Then he says v'yosim rashosof. V'yosim rashosof is a reference to Kriyat Shema. Person says, "Kabbalah Solach Hashemayim." I accept upon myself the yoke of heaven, schar va'onish. So then, that's reference to Kriya Shema. Then he'll be zocher to be at the Yetzer. If not, then what's the next? V'yishka b'mokom ahu. He'll lie down. That's supposed to be to remind him of the Yom HaMisa. So you see, rumors in the pasuk. V'yikach me'avnei hamakom, reference to Torah. V'yish merashe is a reference to Kriya Shema, and v'yishka b'mokom ahu is a reference to the day of death. So three major yisodis today that come out from the parasha. Number one, that if a person is not blessed with parnasa, it's there because the Kodesh Baruch wants to do that for parnasa or any other challenge. Number two, niso that whatever we're doing, it should be l'shem shemayim, and in that way, will be 24 hours mole mitzvahs. Or the other pshat that I thought I wanted to say that I think it makes a lot of sense also. There's something about limud Torah. If your head is in limud Torah, it sticks with you even when you sleep and it becomes who you are. And number three, this is so that the way to beat the Yetzer is basically Gemara and Brachos. That's Barumas and Yaakov Avinu, who represents, he's going to the base level and represents, he's about to anticipate the attack of the Yetzer. A person has to remember these three things: limud Torah, Kriya Shema, and the Yom HaMisa. A person should not, right? That's one of the reasons why a person says, oh, what's the big deal? I don't need to do it. I can do it every now. What's the big deal? I'll have tomorrow to fix it. No, a person has to remember that the person doesn't know how long he's here for, and he has to chaperine and take advantage of every opportunity to do mitzvah. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.